Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Love. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me, please, to our text that we've been looking at previously. And I want to forewarn you, I want to take you to a number of scriptures this evening. Is that okay? What are y'all laughing about? Because I didn't get to the ones I started out this morning? No, I do. I want to, I'm actually still laying foundation in this teaching. There's for some things I want to get to tomorrow, tomorrow evening, and the next day. So I like things to be strongly, solidly based on the Word, don't you? Yeah. Not what somebody thought it said, but what it actually said. Yeah. Let's look at our text first, 1 John 4 and John 13. 1 John 4 and John 13. How many have not been with us in the previous two sessions in this series? Lift up your hand. Okay, quite a few. We'll review a little bit, but we can't review too much or we'll get into the time for the other things. 1 John 4 and Gospel account of John 13. In 1 John 4, verse 7, says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loves is born of God and knows God." How can you tell the people that are born of God and know God? Huh? They have this true love of God. Amen. This is the mark of the genuine Christian. The Lord has brought me back to this, I guess about a year ago now. And it's just been burning in my spirit ever since, and it just gets stronger the further I go with it. He had said to me, we already said it, but for those that were not with us, he had said to me, "You're not emphasizing this enough. You and others have taught love like it's one of the many subjects that you teach on. You teach on healing, and you teach on prosperity, and you teach on righteousness, and you teach on authority, and you teach on love." He said, "Wrong." He said, "I am love. Love is the New Testament command. Everything, including all of your faith, works by this." So this is supposed to be, he went on to talk to me from John 13. This is the mark of the true Christian. "It is by this," he said, "that all men will know that you're my disciples." Out of all the things he could have said, he chose this. It's by this love. It's not by your speaking in tongues. It's not by your prosperity. It's not by your quoting scriptures. It's not by your revelation. In fact, you remember 1 Corinthians 13. You can have all this revelation and understanding and tongues, and you can give and give. But if it's not done in this God kind of love, it means nothing. He said, "You're not emphasizing it enough." He said, "I want you to get to the place where no matter what you teach on or what you minister on or do, you've got one hand firmly and one foot firmly on love. And this is the core of everything that you do and everything that you teach and everything that you minister." And so I've been working on getting my mind renewed to this. How many believe this is important? Yes. This is supposed to be our core. This is not supposed to be something we also talk and look at. And the amazing thing to me, and Brother Copeland and I talked about this some, the amazing thing to me is how little I know about it. I mean, as you get into it, because we've heard about love, 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 we don't realize that a lot of it's just been in passing. We haven't really camped on it like we have some other things. And we really are ignorant of this. You know, Brother Hagin has said this many times. He said, "You know, the more you learn, the less you see you know." And you'll find this, the most obnoxious, Know-it-all people that you want to meet are in fact the most ignorant.
That's right.
That's right. I've had people come on to argue with me about the scriptures and just so adamant, so obnoxious about their stance, and about 2 minutes into the conversation, you can see they can't hardly find the New Testament. Because you have to be that ignorant to believe you know that much. Are you with me so far? Is that making sense? You do. Because when you, you know, one thing that'll help you, the Lord told the king, when they were instituting the kingdom under the prophet Samuel and Saul and you know, and then David and Solomon and what have you, he told them, he said, when you take the kingdom, write for you a copy of the law and read it every day so that your heart doesn't get lifted up above your brethren. And you know, there's a key here. If you read the Word and get in the Word, you're always coming across things you don't know. It keeps you aware of where you are. But if you stay out of the Word for a while, you get to thinking you know quite a bit, actually. There's a whole teaching here, but that's how deception works. But if you stay in the Word and you come to church and you stay in good meetings, you're all the time going, "Ooh, I hadn't seen that before. Oh, and even more important, I hadn't done that. Yeah, I knew that, but ooh, I ain't been doing that. And ooh, I ain't been doing that at all. Eee. Yeah, I remember the Lord told me that 10 years ago. Anyway, how'd we get off on all that? Everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that loves not knows not God, for God is love. I mean, that is a big statement, isn't it? But what if they quote scriptures? What if they have some miracles? What if they love not, they what? They don't know God, for God is love. Let's say that out loud a couple of times. God is love. Again, God is love. One more time. God is love. And we've suggested to you previously, and I'll say it again for those that weren't with us, I recommend to you that you substitute the word love for God. In your readings and in your talking about God and in your study over the next few weeks and months, it'll open up whole realms of things to you. Anytime you see the word God, say love instead. Anytime you're talking about God, use the word love instead of God. It'll open up a whole realm of things to you. For God is love. God heals. So what else could you say?
Love heals.
But my God shall supply, but what? But my love shall supply. Do you see what I'm talking about? It immediately takes on a different thing. For as many as are led by the Spirit of love, they are the sons of love. See what I'm talking about? It takes on a whole dimension, because if you're not seeing from the love perspective, you don't see it like God sees it. If you're not dealing with it like love deals with it, then you're not dealing with it as God directs. So substitute the word love for God in your scriptures, in your thinking, in your praying, in your confessing, and you'll find it'll open up this thing to you wonderfully. Go to John 13, please. John 13 and 34, Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one to another." This is the marking characteristic of a true Christian. I don't know if you realize it, but we have a number of people in churches, even in good churches, that are not born again. You run across these people at different times. I have, and Phyllis and I have, been surprised at people that have been around the Word a lot. But there's something not right about them.
That's right.
Do you understand? You can go to church for years. You can have been baptized in water. You can have your name on the church roll and not be born again. What's going to be missing if they haven't been born again? This divine God kind of love. This is the mark. There are other groups. There are groups that purport to be Christian. They meet together. They sing. They have teaching and preaching. They give in the offerings. They have regular services, like we said. But in some of these churches, none of them are born again. Not even the pastor. We had a man that had come to Rhema after retiring from, what was it, 30-something years in the ministry? 30-something years in the ministry, went to a prayer group and realized he wasn't saved. This is after he retired from the ministry. So he and his wife got born again and got filled with the Spirit and came to Rhema and said he didn't want to go in empty-handed. Amen. Even he wanted to get some fruit before he left. But it shouldn't be a mystery to us who is the real Christian, who is a true Christian, and who is not, because we've got the answer, we've got the direction right here. It is this divine love. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples. Now go over to the 15th chapter, please. John 15. And he said in verse 9, 15:9, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. We talked this morning about the law of the flesh versus the law of Christ. In Galatians 6, he said, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. You could also say the law of the Christian. What is a real Christian? It's one like him, right? What is being like him? What is the law that he lived by? He was and is love manifested in the flesh. And did he not live a life of laying down his life for others?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Love, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me